Welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most practical and exam-relevant topics in the whole specification, working with suppliers. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, this topic comes up time and again. And the good news is, once you understand it properly, it's one of the most logical and rewarding areas to answer questions on. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define procurement and explain its four key stages, identify and evaluate the factors that affect supplier choice, explain how supply chain decisions impact a business, and most importantly, apply all of this to exam questions to pick up maximum marks. Let's begin with the big picture. Every business, whether it's a small bakery, a tech startup, or a global supermarket chain, needs to buy things in order to operate. They might need raw materials, components, equipment, or services. The process of managing all of that buying is called procurement. And it's not just about placing an order, it's a whole cycle of decisions that directly affects how well the business runs. So what exactly is procurement? Procurement is the process by which a business identifies what goods and services it needs to buy, selects appropriate suppliers, places orders, and receives deliveries. Think of it as the business's buying function. It sounds simple, but get it wrong and the consequences can be serious. Production grinds to a halt, customers are let down, and costs spiral out of control. Let's break procurement down into its four key stages because examiners love to ask you to describe or explain these. Stage one, identifying goods and services to buy. Before a business can buy anything, it needs to know what it needs. This sounds obvious, but it involves careful planning. A manufacturer needs to know how much raw material is required based on production forecasts. A retailer needs to know which products to stock based on customer demand. Getting this stage wrong, ordering too much or too little, has knock-on effects throughout the whole operation. Stage two, choosing suppliers. This is where it gets really interesting, and it's a favorite area for exam questions. A business has to evaluate potential suppliers against a range of criteria. These include price, how much will the goods or services cost? Quality, will the supplier deliver goods that meet the required standard? Reliability, can the supplier be trusted to deliver on time every time? Lead time, how long does it take from placing an order to receiving the goods? Payment terms, does the supplier offer credit or does payment have to be made up front? And location, is the supplier nearby, which might reduce delivery costs and lead times? Or are they overseas, which might offer lower prices but introduce more risk? Here's a memory hook to help you remember the six key supplier selection factors. Use the acronym PQRLPL, price, quality, reliability, lead time, payment terms, location, or if you prefer a phrase, pretty quiet roads, lead people left. Silly, but it works. Stage three, ordering goods and services. Once a supplier has been chosen, the business places a formal order. This typically involves agreeing on quantities, delivery dates, prices, and terms. Good businesses build strong relationships with their suppliers at this stage. Long-term partnerships often lead to better prices, priority treatment, and more flexibility. Stage four, receiving deliveries. The final stage is receiving the goods and checking them against the order. This means verifying that the right quantity has arrived, that the quality meets expectations, and that delivery has happened on time. Any discrepancies need to be flagged immediately. This stage feeds back into the evaluation of the supplier. If they consistently deliver late or with quality issues, the business will need to reconsider its supplier choice. Now let's move on to the second major part of this topic, the impact of logistical and supply chain decisions on businesses. This is where the depth marks are in longer questions, so pay close attention. The supply chain is the sequence of businesses and processes involved in getting a product from raw materials all the way to the final customer. A typical supply chain might go raw material supplier, manufacturer, wholesaler, retailer, consumer. Each link in that chain adds time, cost, and potential risk. Let's explore the five key impacts that examiners expect you to discuss. First, time. The speed at which goods move through the supply chain directly affects a business's ability to serve customers. A long supply chain with many intermediaries takes more time. In fast-moving industries like fashion or technology, speed is critical. Being slow to market can mean losing sales to competitors. Businesses like Zara have built their entire competitive advantage around having a very fast, responsive supply chain. Second, length of the supply chain. A longer supply chain with more stages between raw material and customer means more complexity, more cost, and more things that can go wrong. Shorter supply chains give businesses more control and can reduce costs. Many businesses have moved towards direct sourcing, buying directly from manufacturers rather than through wholesalers, to shorten their supply chains and improve margins. Third, reliability of supply. If a supplier fails to deliver on time or delivers substandard goods, the consequences can be severe. A manufacturer that runs out of components has to halt production. A retailer with empty shelves loses sales and damages customer trust. Reliability is arguably the most critical factor in supplier selection for many businesses. This is why many large businesses use multiple suppliers for the same product, so that if one fails, they have a backup. Fourth, costs. Every decision in the supply chain has a cost implication. Choosing a cheaper overseas supplier might reduce unit costs but increase transport costs and lead times. Holding large amounts of stock, known as buffer stock, reduces the risk of running out but ties up cash and requires storage space. Businesses constantly have to weigh up these trade-offs. Examiners love to ask you to evaluate these trade-offs in context. So always think, what are the benefits, what are the costs, and what does it depend on? Fifth, customer service. Ultimately, all supply chain decisions affect the customer. If goods arrive late, are of poor quality, or are unavailable, customer satisfaction suffers. Poor customer service leads to lost sales, negative reviews, and damage to the brand. On the other hand, a business with an efficient, reliable supply chain can offer fast delivery, consistent quality, and competitive prices, all of which improve customer satisfaction and loyalty. Now let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake candidates make on this topic is being too general. Saying the business might lose customers is worth very little. Saying if the supplier delivers components late, the manufacturer cannot complete production, leading to delayed orders, which damages customer relationships and could result in lost contracts. That's the kind of developed chain of consequence reasoning that earns marks. Always apply your answer to the context in the question. If the stimulus material is about a bakery, talk about flour suppliers and delivery schedules. If it's about a clothing retailer, talk about fabric sourcing and lead times. Examiners are specifically looking for application. They want to see that you can use business knowledge in a real-world context, not just recite definitions. Watch out for command words. Describe means you need to give two developed features, what it is, and a bit of detail. Explain means you need to give a reason and develop it with a consequence or example. Evaluate or justify means you need to weigh up both sides and reach a clear, supported judgment. For a 6-mark justify question, aim for a clear recommendation, 2 or 3 developed reasons supporting it, and acknowledgement of the alternative view before explaining why your recommendation is still better overall. One more tip. When discussing supplier choice, always think about trade-offs. Choosing the cheapest supplier might save money but risk quality. Choosing the most reliable supplier might cost more. The best answer acknowledges these tensions and explains what the decision depends on. For example, the type of product, the size of the business, or the importance of customer service in that particular market. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What are the 4 stages of procurement? Pause. The answer is identify goods and services needed, choose suppliers, order goods and services, receive deliveries. Question 2. Name 3 factors a business considers when choosing a supplier. Pause. Any 3 from price, quality, reliability, lead time, payment terms, location. Question 3. What is a supply chain? Pause. The sequence of businesses and processes involved in getting a product from raw materials to the final customer. Question 4. Give 1 reason why a business might use multiple suppliers. Pause. To reduce the risk of supply disruption, if 1 supplier fails, the business can use another. Question 5. What is lead time? Pause. The time taken from placing an order with a supplier to receiving the goods. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Procurement is the process of identifying needs, choosing suppliers, placing orders, and receiving deliveries. When choosing suppliers, businesses weigh up price, quality, reliability, lead time, payment terms, and location. Remember, PQR LPL. Supply chain decisions affect businesses in five key ways: time, length of chain, reliability, costs, and customer service. In the exam, always apply your knowledge to the specific business context, develop your points with consequences, and evaluate trade-offs in longer questions. That's it for today's episode. You've covered everything you need to know about working with suppliers for your GCSE business exam. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, the more you apply your knowledge to real business contexts, the more marks you'll pick up. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.